The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 6 of Love Now. Today's title is Love Starts with God. Henry J.M. Nouwen said, "The question is not how am I to love God, but how am I to let myself be loved by God? God is looking for me and longing to bring me home." Our text today is 1 John 4:10. "In this love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." When discussing love, we must never begin by sharing how much we love God. Instead, we must commence with how much God loves us, because love starts with God. Stephen J. Cole echoes this truth. "Love is truly seen, not in our loving God, but in His loving us by sending His Son to be the propitiation for our sins, so that we don't get our focus on ourselves or become puffed up with pride over how loving we are." John directs us back to God's love as seen in the sending of His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation means to satisfy God's justice and wrath toward our sin. His love didn't just brush aside our sin because His holiness and justice would have been compromised. Rather, His love moved God to send His own Son, who bore the penalty that we rightly deserved. The initiative was totally with God. He didn't wait until we showed some promise of changing or until we cried out for help. Rather, as Paul put it in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God's love was revealed when He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation is a twofold action that involves appeasing the wrath of God toward our sins and reconciling us back into a right relationship with Him. Both of these actions were made possible through Christ's death on the cross. Rod Mattoon brings additional clarity to the meaning of propitiation. "There are some wonderful lessons about the Lord Jesus Christ that can be seen in this word, propitiation. In Romans 3:25, this word is derived from the word hilasterion, which was used to refer to the cover of the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies in the temple. This cover was called the mercy seat. It was where the high priest sprinkled the blood of the sacrifice for the sins of the nation once a year. The blood was to atone for the sins of the people. The Lord Jesus Christ is our mercy seat. This is how the word is translated in Hebrews 9:5. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, we find mercy by trusting in Him. In His mercy, we don't receive what we do deserve. Propitiation also means appeasement or atonement, which means to cover or wipe out. The English word atonement is derived from the two words at one ment and denotes a state of togetherness and agreement between two people. It means to reconcile. Propitiation is something God does to make it possible for men to be forgiven. Jesus laid down His life for us that we might be saved. God loves us so much that He sent His only Son to a horrible death on a cross to satisfy His wrath and pay the penalty for our sins. God initiated a relationship with us out of His love to reconcile us back to Himself. We must never forget that our relationship with God starts with His love for us. Here are some questions to reflect on today. Why is it important to recognize that love starts with God? How much love is shown by God for satisfying His wrath over our sins by the death of His sinless Son? God loves you so much that He has done everything to reconcile you back into a right relationship with Him. How can your life become a continuous response of gratitude towards God? Blessings on you. Have a great day.